Welcome to the Ruling Class Podcast. I'm your host, J. Robert Zanfordino. In this podcast, I'm excited to share with you all my personal journey and strategies for amassing and achieving financial success, freedom, and independence through all things sales. With years of experience and hard work, I've been working to build a lucrative career in sales. Lucrative to me means being able to repeatedly and predictably earn over $1 million a year, something I have not done quite yet. In each episode, I'll share my insights on sales techniques, mindset, and motivation that have worked for me and appear to be working for me in my quest to repeatedly and predictably earn $1 million a year, along with any interviews with other financially successful salespeople, business people, and whoever else I think can help me on my journey to meet my goal. Whether you're looking to get into sales, just starting out in sales, or looking to take your sales career to the next level, this podcast is for you. So, let's get started and learn how to become sales nobility and part of the ruling class. Thank you all for tuning in to the second episode of the Ruling Class Podcast. My name is J. Robert Zanfordino, your host and founder of the Ruling Class Podcast and SalesNobility.co. I want to take a second today to talk about something I mentioned in episode one, Audible Ready, and that is personal accountability. We have all heard the term personal accountability. However, I don't think that there are enough people in this world, never mind sales, that truly hold themselves accountable to the things that they say they're going to do in order to achieve the outcomes that they want to achieve and make those outcomes both repeatable and predictable. So I've read countless books and have watched countless videos on being your best self, whether that's Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Grant Cardone, Brian Tracy, you name it, I've read it. And if there's one theme across all of those personalities that continually comes up again and again and again when they talk about up-leveling from where you are today to where you want to be in the future, the two themes that continually come up are standards and consistent action. Now, Jim Rohn had a quote that I think speaks so well to this concept of personal accountability. He had stated that for things to change, you need to change. In my mind, Tony Robbins takes this idea and furthers it by stating that in order for you to raise your level of standards, your should-haves need to become your must-haves. And it's only when those new must-haves are performed with consistent levels of action that you will truly raise your standards. So for myself personally, as I embark on this journey, as I've so publicly stated, to make in excess of $500,000 a year on my way to $1 million a year and doing it in both a repeatable and yet predictable fashion, I think about what are some of the standards that I need to start impressing upon myself in order to reach this target of being sales nobility. And some of those standards that come to mind when interacting with customers and prospects are things like meeting preparation, objective setting at the start of a meeting, meeting follow-up, and then this concept of no stone unturned. There are more. For purposes of this episode, I'm just giving you some ideas of things that I am looking to hold myself to a higher standard on. I'll talk about each of these individually in later episodes. However, if we were to take any one of those concepts as I just laid out, and let's just lean into follow-up for the purposes of personal accountability. The question becomes, for any standard that you have that you are trying to make a must-have and perform consistently on, You, in this case, I, need to have a standard operating procedure, an SOP that I personally hold myself accountable to perform with consistency. So when we think about meeting follow-up, a certain SOP could be around how soon after that meeting do you follow up with that customer or prospect? Is it 24 hours, 48 hours, 1 week, 2 weeks? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But I would argue that if you are trying to reach this rarefied air of being sales nobility, that whatever your current SOP is for following up with someone after you meet with them, that time to follow up with them needs to be compressed. And so my personal SOP for meeting follow-up is within 24 hours. Now, do I always hit that? No. But the point being is that I routinely and consistently try to follow up within that 24-hour window to meet my standard operating procedures for meeting follow-up. Now, it's not just enough to follow up with that person within that 24-hour period. The next question that comes to mind is, how do you follow up with that person? When you reach back out to them, do you send them just an email? Do you give them a call to check in, to get their sense on how they feel about things, how things are moving forward, whatever it might be? In addition to that, what are you laying out in that response to them, letting them know that you have the ball and you are in control of the situation? One of the things that I learned in business school, when you write emails to executives and dealing in the business and the profession that I work in, I'm working with senior level leaders, CIOs, CEOs, VPs, so on and so forth. And so these people don't have a lot of time to read an email. And one of the things that actually my CRO had said to me, when you write an email to an executive, a lot of these people are very transient. They're always on the move. Any way that you can write an email to them where they don't have to scroll through that first screen as though they were reading it on their mobile phone is going to be beneficial for yourself. So if you take that concept, how do you write an email to them after that meeting that succinctly states what it is you talked about, what you're trying to accomplish, and what the next step is? And one of the things that I like to do is I'll take an email, I'll write it, and then I'll go through that email and I'll try to eliminate as many words as possible and really only focus on things that are actionable, things that are verb related, right? This is what we talked about. This is the pain that you're experiencing. And this is what we're going to do about it. And this is when we're going to do it. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I think becomes important when we're talking about personal accountability is not only do you hold yourself to that standard, it's the discipline with how consistently you hold yourself to that standard. It's very easy in this day and age to become distracted and tired and whatever it might be with all the stuff that we have going on in our lives. But if you look at any top performer across any industry, again, I think sales is so relatable to sports. So you take a Serena Williams, you take a Tom Brady, Novak Djokovic, whoever you want to take. And you think about all the things that they've had to do to get to the levels that they're playing at. And so for me, it's how do I get to that sales nobility level so that I may become part of that ruling class like they did in their respective field? When I look at them and I look at sales, I try to look for parallels or patterns. And some of the things that come to mind, how many times has any professional athlete, any artist, practiced the same thing over and over and over again to get it just right to the point where it meets their level of standard? So for a Tom Brady, it could be a 5 yard out, a 5 yard in, and just perfecting that type of pass. For a Serena Williams, it could be forehand to baseline, forehand to service line, backhand to baseline, backhand to service line, and just practicing things like that over and over and over again. And for a musician, it could be practicing one segment of a song over and over and over again to get it to the point where it's just at their standard. And it's that standard that they demand of themselves that allows them to achieve this rarefied air of being seen as nobility for their field, as well as part of the ruling class in their field. With those concepts in mind, I can't help but think about a quote from, I believe it's Bruce Lee. "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." And so as you think about holding yourself accountable to these standards, the next question after you lay out these standards for yourselves that you're going to hold yourself accountable to, it's how often do you practice that standard? So using this example of meetings, let's just say you have 5 net new meetings this week, in addition to any follow-on meetings that you have with other customers. Let's just say that's a total of 10 follow-ups that you need to do. Are you going to do that level of follow-up that we just described to each and every person that you met with that week? And if not, then I would ask yourself, why? Is it because that you can't do it? Is it because that you don't want to do it? And whatever the reason might be is fine. But the point is, if you're trying to up-level yourself to this sales nobility plateau, that doing something 25% of the time or 50% of the time is unfortunately not going to cut it. You take, again, an athlete. An athlete practices, a football player, a tennis player, they practice it all day, every day, for what might be 2 hours of performance. Again, I take a Tom Brady. Tom Brady practiced all week, and he might have saw the field for 35 minutes during a game. Might have. So he practiced all week, year in and year out, for whatever it was, 20 years? I don't even know. And he played 35 minutes in a game? That's crazy. I mean, just think about that practice to time ratio. And so when you start thinking about holding yourself to these standards, how do you do it in a manner where it becomes repeatable so that you get the predictable outcomes that you want? And so the second element of personal accountability becomes the constant action that you need to take in order to hold yourself to that standard. If you say that you want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so for me, I try to wake up on the regular at 4 a.m., get a workout in, things like that. Now, that's not something that I do every day, as hard as that is to say, but I try to do it 3 to 5 times a week. I probably average about 3 to 4 times a week. And the problem with that for me personally is that I've set this intention for myself. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, when that alarm goes off, I start giving myself excuses as to why I don't need to get out of bed. My bed's very comfortable, it's warm, so on and so forth. And let me say, getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning, it sucks. There's no good thing about it. But if I can prepare myself to do the hard things, then the next hardest thing should become easier to do because I've already done the hard thing and I've done it consistently. And so doing the hard things consistently gives you a massive amount of confidence in order to go after the things that you ultimately want to go after in your effort, in my effort, to pursue this concept of being sales nobility. So what I'm going to do coming out of this podcast is I am going to highlight the things that I want to hold myself accountable to when it comes to performing in sales, at things that I think are necessary to in order to really demonstrate the sales nobility mindset and holding myself out as a professional salesperson. One of the things that I've heard in working with personal coaches before is the biggest room in the world is the room for self-improvement. And it's okay if you don't know something. It's not okay if you don't do anything about it. I say that because I am looking to improve. This is obviously my journey to do that. And so as a commitment to myself, as to the audience that follows me, I am going to document what are those standards that I want to hold myself to when engaging with clients, both from the initial stages of an opportunity to post that opportunity closing, and really be consistent about it. And I feel that if I can list those standards and be consistent with those standards, then achieving sales nobility should become that much easier. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Ruling Class Podcast. My name is J. Robert Zanfordino, your host, and I truly hope you found something valuable in this episode. Whether you learned something new, gained a new perspective, or simply enjoyed listening, your support means everything to me. If you want to engage with me, head over to salesnobility.co. Thank you again for listening to this episode of The Ruling Class Podcast, and remember, be an audible ready, verbal ninja, and kick some ass.